According to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, smoking near your children hurts them more than federal regulators thought it did. Also, pregnant women still have too much mercury in their bodies, and traces of chemicals used to make a range of household products are found in all of us. NPR's John Nielsen reports on the new assessment of toxins found in Americans.
CDC researchers working on this survey took 1,500 blood and urine samples beginning in 1999 and then tested them for traces of 116 different man-made chemicals. Richard Jackson, director of the CDC's Center for Environmental Health, says the research teams looked for chemicals found in everything from herbicides to teething rings, along with a wide variety of so-called breakdown products. The broad trends they found were encouraging.
Regulatory controls have worked. We are seeing declines in chemicals where we've put regulation in place, whether it's lead, PCBs, or DDT.
But when the broad trends were broken down a little bit, warning flags started popping up. Several of those flags appeared when the findings were divided into age groups. Jackson says it worried him to find unexpectedly high levels of tobacco breakdown chemicals in the bodies of children between the ages of 6 and 11.
It's one of the big killers in America. And the fact that more than half of our kids still have environmental tobacco smoke exposure, when environmental tobacco smoke is known to be associated with sudden infant death syndrome, with ear infections, respiratory infections, and the rest. You know, if we had to pick something to really go after, that would be one that I would really argue is an extraordinarily high priority and something people can actually do something about.
Even though this survey was not designed to tell the CDC how specific chemicals get into specific bodies, Jackson says it's clear that these chemicals were coming from grown-up smokers. According to Jim Perkel of the CDC, it's likely that the findings will force government agencies to refocus some of their anti-smoking programs.
Throughout the 1990s, the actions that we took from public health largely were targeted at adults, so that we largely targeted workplace kinds of exposures and exposure that would occur actually where adults would tend to gather more.
Other findings were less explicable. Mexican Americans had exceptionally high levels of DDT in their bodies, even though this pesticide was banned in 1973. But for now, the CDC doesn't know where that DDT came from. Perkel says it might be that the DDT has been resting in the soil for several decades now, or it might be that this is DDT that's being used illegally. He adds that samples were taken from Hispanics on both sides of the border.
It's not excluded. It covers people that were both born in Mexico and now living in the States and people that were born in the United States. Some of the things that we want to look at in regard to this is the possibility of exposure outside the United States, and in addition, the possibility of occupational exposure and its contribution. So that is something we'll definitely be looking at in the future.
The CDC report is more than 200 pages long, and it's full of mysteries like this one. Lead levels are falling, but not as quickly as expected. Mercury readings are still high in pregnant women. Pesticides, called organophosphates, are common in children. Spokesmen for the CDC say they find no cause for alarm here, but environmentalists do. To underline the possible links to industrial pollution, a nonprofit organization called the Environmental Working Group tested 9 people for the presence of more than 200 different industrial chemicals, finding more than 100. Monique Harden, one of the subjects, tested positive for more than 70 different chemicals.
The toxic chemicals in my body may have come from food additives, brake fluids, rug shampoos, lotions, paints, VCR head cleaners, the list goes on and on.
Spokesmen for the CDC say those links are purely speculative at this point, so are the possible health risks. Spokesman for industry put the issue more bluntly. Jay Vroom, representative of the pesticide industry, says he thinks it's sad that this group would try to preempt the CDC report.
It's an irresponsible fear campaign that should be revealed for what it is, and that is an attempt at scaring Americans into thinking that we're all going to die.
This is the second such national survey to be issued by the CDC. The next one comes out in 2 years. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.